David Tamuti, U.S. Marine Corps, Vietnam. Fennell Tate, U.S. Marine Corps, Vietnam.
August 7th was Purple Heart Day, and members of the Military Order of the Purple Heart Alamo Chapter 1836 gathered in front of the Kadena Reeves Justice Center on Dolorosa to pay their respects to 51 war heroes whose names were added to the memorial this year. Colonel Mark Costello, U.S. Army retired, was wounded in Iraq. He told the audience of the sadness he feels when soldiers are killed or wounded in service, including the death of Major General Harold Green in Afghanistan just 2 days earlier.
I don't cry much. I don't cry much at all anymore. But I'll tell you, I had tears rolling down my eyes, and it doesn't make any difference what rank that person was. That was an American soldier.
Costello, who was assigned to Army South out of Fort Sam Houston before his retirement, says this was his first time to be involved with the Purple Heart ceremony.
It's the only award given, the only medal given for being wounded by the enemy. You see a colonel like myself, and we got a bunch of ribbons and all that stuff, our soldiers earn those for us. This is really the only award that we earn. Not that we want it, just we happen to get it.
Bexar County Judge Nelson Wolf says it's important for governments to show their support of military heroes.
You know, we are Military City USA. We've got the largest number of retired Air Force personnel here. So we've done everything we can to support veterans. What we've done with this memorial, what we did with the Medal of Honor Memorial that we just opened, what we've done with the Veterans Court that's saving lives.
The Purple Heart Memorial, first dedicated in 2006, now has more than 400 pavers bearing the names of wounded or killed soldiers. Also on county property are the USS San Jacinto and U.S. Submarine Still on Patrol memorials located on the south end of the Bexar County Courthouse. Eileen Pace, Texas Public Radio News.